The government has just announced fresh plans to streamline the Czech Republic's anti-corruption legislation. Analysis suggests graft remains a major problem. That's especially true in the case of public tenders, which critics say are often not transparent enough and are all too open to bribes. Some corruption watchdog groups say the situation improved slightly last year, but there's no doubt it remains a serious issue in this country. Jan Wellinger has the details.
The fight against corruption, by definition, is never-ending, but it is a battle in which the Czech government wants to gain an upper hand. After meeting on Monday, it announced plans to make fighting corruption easier, the integration of existing legislation into a streamlined bill on corruption control. Currently, a plethora of 230 legal measures deals with different aspects of control, something that Interior Minister Ivan Langer told journalists needed to be changed.
The aim of the bill is to simplify control rules and mechanisms. It should get rid of duplicate entries, should simplify corruption monitoring itself, and should introduce a new principle. Compared to 230 measures which make the exception the rule, we want the control bill to introduce a new philosophy, to make the rule, and exceptions just that.
Currently, watchdog groups like Transparency International contend that corruption in the Czech Republic ranks among the highest in Europe. While the numbers released on Monday dealt only with the state sector, clearly there are no areas where corruption can't be found. The head of TI's Prague chapter, Adriana Krnáčová, told Czech Radio that vulnerable was any area involving public funds where processes were not transparent enough. So far, changes planned, along with streamlining legislation, include strengthening sentences for those found guilty of corruption, as well as creating a public blacklist naming offending firms. At the government level, the Interior Ministry is currently waiting to assess anti-corruption audits from all Czech ministries by the end of August. And Interior Minister Ivan Langer has said that in the future, individual ministries will cooperate more closely with non-governmental organizations specializing in fighting corruption. Paradoxically, as many in the opposition were quick to point out, Monday's government meeting was chaired by Deputy Prime Minister Jiří Čunek in the absence of the Prime Minister. Why paradox? Mr. Čunek himself is accused of taking a bribe of 500,000 Czech crowns from when he was the mayor of the Moravian town of Sekín. His chairing of the meeting, not surprisingly, met with a good deal of criticism and even ridicule. Social Democrat Shadow Justice Minister Maria Benešová said simply, "It doesn't go together, a government that says it will fight corruption yet retains a member accused of it." But Interior Minister Ivan Langer defended Mr. Čunek by saying that unless it was proven otherwise in a court of law, the presumption of innocence in his case had to be maintained.